This week, the city of Akron, Ohio, is celebrating a chapter of its musical past. A life-size photo of the new wave band Devo was mounted over an abandoned downtown storefront. The picture was taken in 1978. It features the band dressed in its trademark yellow hazmat suits. They're standing in front of the Chili Dog Mac Diner. This piece of public art is designed to capture the moment in the band's career when they made the leap from hometown heroes to worldwide fame. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WCPN's David C. Barnett brings us the story of Devo's Rust Belt roots.
They tell us that we lost our tail. We've all been up from little still. They say it's all just wind and sail. Are we not men?
We are Devo.
Are we not men?
Devo.
Devo arose from the ashes of an industrial powerhouse. Akron started off the 20th century supplying tires for the thousands of cars sliding off Detroit assembly lines, but by the 1970s, that industry was on the ropes, and the city's economy was further decimated by white flight to the suburbs that left buildings downtown vacant.
You know, everything was crumbling. The old infrastructure was down. Nothing new had taken its place.
That's Gerald Casale, who played bass and synthesizer for Devo. He and his bandmates were art students at Kent State University who decided to use music as a way to comment on what was happening to the world around them.
So there we were in that environment of decay and degeneration and bringing something out of it, out of the pain.
They had a whole theology, the de-evolution of the Rust Belt.
Paul Nagel was a teenager when Devo first hit the scene.
We were growing up in this area that was devolving instead of evolving. There's a lot of it was tongue-in-cheek, but a lot of it was very earnest.
Beautiful people everywhere, the way they show they care, makes me want to say, it's a beautiful world, it's a beautiful world, it's a beautiful world.
But such artful intentions didn't exactly make for hit songs. Devo remained a quirky cult band until 1977 when they recorded a remake of a rock and roll classic.
This is, you know, like one of those songs that like totally represents the mainstream tradition of rock and roll.
Devo biographer David Giffels says the band took the Rolling Stones' swaggering I Can't Get No Satisfaction and deconstructed it into a robotically rhythmical ballad that sounded like it had been manufactured in an Akron factory.
On this song is insane. It's almost, it seems unplayable. You're going from straight 4/4 traditional rock riff and to turn it on its ear the way they did and make it sound like an entirely new kind of music.
Ironically, the Devo remake of Satisfaction first took off in London, home to the original song. When the band got money from Warner Brothers Records to promote their creation, they continued their innovative ways by shooting a music video 3 years before the invention of MTV. Cleveland photographer Janet McCoska was hired by the British press to document the production.
As Liverpool might have been a mythical music city for us, because the Beatles came from that, they thought Akron was this mythical music place, and I just wanted to show them one of the bands they loved in their own hometown.
The filming took place on the stage of the ornate Akron Civic Theater, by then a faded remnant of the city's glory days, with holes in the ceiling and unpredictable heating. The band members were dressed in yellow hazmat suits, once worn by Akron rubber workers. Writer David Giffel says performing a devolved song in a devolved theater was intentional.
And to film their video in it when it was in its own decline, I think represents what artists do. When the prevailing culture starts to implode or does implode, the first people who come in and pick up the pieces and find them interesting are creative people.
One of Janet McCoska's pictures from her Devo photo shoot is now a permanent part of the downtown Akron landscape. The life-sized blow-up of the band, wielding their instruments and ready to turn the music world on its head, has already become a destination for fans looking to snap selfies. It's as if Devo has returned to celebrate the place where they got their start. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett.